Prepare for death, it's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Wa salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah Wa salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah The Prophet of Mankind The peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever recited salat upon me 10 times during the day and 10 times during the night, will attain my intercession on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azawajal, my dear viewers, in this silsila of the discussion of death, Alhamdulillah azawajal, in the previous episode, I discussed about what to recite during the burial and talqeen. And inshallah azawajal, in this episode, I shall talk about the grave presses every deceased. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala an reports a narration wherein he says, we accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to a janazah. And when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam reached a particular grave, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sat beside it and began observing it. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said, it embraces, in other words, presses a believer in a manner whereby his ribs are being removed, and for an unbeliever, it, in other words, the grave, is filled with fire. Hazrat Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the grave presses the deceased. And if there was someone who could be spared from this, then it would have been Sa'd ibn Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala an. The Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam performed either the janazah of a male or female child. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, if anyone can be spared from the pressing of the grave, it is this child. Ali ibn Mu'bid reported from a person who mentioned, I was by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when the janazah of a child passed by and she began to cry. I asked her reason for crying. She said, I am crying in affection, for when this child will be pressed by the grave. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, none has been spared from the pressing of the grave, except for Hazrat Fatima bint Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha. So he was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and not even your beloved son Qasim radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, yes, and not even Ibrahim, who was smaller. Abu al-Qasim stated in his book, neither the good nor the sinful will be spared from the pressing of the grave. However, the difference is that this condition will be continuous for the unbelievers, and the Muslims will only be pressed by the grave in the beginning, and then the grave will be expanded. And the pressing of the grave means that both its sides will come together. Hakim Tirmizi states, the reason that one is pressed by the grave is that no matter how pious a person is, it is necessary that he must have made some mishap. So this pressing on the grave is the recompense for that. After this, the mercy of Allah envelops him. Some ulama have mentioned that the sins of the people are forgiven due to 10 things. If they make tawbah and the tawbah is accepted, if they make istighfar and they are pardoned, if they do such good deeds which will erase their wrongs, if they are faced by worldly calamities, thereby being spared from the calamities of the hereafter, if they are punished in barzakh and the sins are washed away by this, if his Muslim brother makes dua and maghfirah for him, if he sends the reward of his deeds which gives him benefit, if he faces such difficulty on the plains of Qiyamah, by which his sins are erased, if he is blessed with the shafa'ah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, due to the intercession, if he is blessed by the mercy of Allah Almighty. Hazrat Walid reported, the first thing a person feels is movement close to his feet. So he asks, who are ye? The answer he receives is, I am your deeds. Hazrat Yazid al-Raqashi said, the first thing to appear to a person in his grave are his deeds. Allah Almighty then gives them the power of speech. So they say, O servant who is now alone in the abyss of the grave, today your relatives and friends have come to an end. Now you have no sympathetic friend or consoler except for me. Atta bin Yasar reported, when a deceased is placed in the grave, his deeds are the first to come to him and they cause motion to his left thigh, saying to him, I am your amal, your deeds. The deceased asked, where are my family and close ones? And where are my abundances? Thereafter his deeds reply, you have left all of that behind you, and except for me. None of them came into the grave with you. He will say, alas, woe! Why did I not give preference to you over my household? My children, my family, and all the bounties that Allah gave me, whereas none have accompanied me to my grave except you. When a person enters the grave, then all those things come to frighten him which he feared on earth, but he did not fear Allah. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He gives us, every single one of us, the ability to prepare for our death. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He protects us from the punishment of the grave. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Prepare for death, it's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Get it.